Business English Power, Episode 50. Aloha and welcome to another episode of Business English Power, the show for ambitious English students who want to level up their business English skills, become global communicators, and international business leaders. My name is Al. I'm also known as Al Sensei online. And during my time spent in Japan as a business corporate trainer, university instructor, English teacher, and a lot more. Thanks so much for joining me. I guess I didn't plan that one out today. But hey, that's what we're all about here on Business English Power. Thanks for joining me today. I don't plan a lot of those intros out, but hey, however they flow, that's what we like to do here because I don't want to be too scripted. I want to be off the cuff. Hey, that's a good idiom for you guys, off the cuff, which means impromptu or you didn't plan it ahead of time. Okay, so that's a good idiom there. Bonus idiom for today. But thanks for joining, guys. We're going to do something really good today because it is episode 50. We're already halfway to 100. Can you believe that? Since the beginning of the year, we started the new show here, Business English Power. Thank you if you have listened to every single episode, all 49 before this. I do appreciate that. If you are listening for the first time, thanks for joining. Go back and check out the first 49 that you may have missed. And if you are a longtime listener from the English 2.0 podcast days, I really, really appreciate you. I want to thank you so much for sticking around and giving me a little part of your day here to help level up your business English skills and general English back in the English 2.0 days. Today, we're going to do something, one of my favorite topics, which is talking about productivity. We're going to talk about three tips or three ways that you can really increase your daily productivity, because I think that's something we all want to get better at, right? It's something I've been striving to do, and it's not easy all the time. But with these three tips, I think you can make it a bit, we'll call it less stressful than it sometimes can feel. All right, but before we do that, please make sure you are subscribed to Business English Power. Hit subscribe in Apple Podcasts. Hit follow in every other platform. Thanks so much for listening. Whatever platform you are on, I really do appreciate you. And please consider leaving a 5-star rating. Just takes a couple of seconds, just a click, a tap. And if you do have like a minute or 30 seconds, please consider leaving a review, especially if you're listening in Apple Podcasts. I'd love to see those reviews over there. Actually, I should start sharing some of those here on the podcast. Actually, yeah, we'll probably start doing that from episode 51. Hold me to it, guys, if I don't. But I think I will share some of those comments because we'd love to hear from you guys. And I think, yeah, that may encourage you to practice and leave some ratings and reviews on your own. But thank you. Let's get started here. Three tips. So, being more productive, okay? So what does that really mean? Well, of course, yeah, we want to get more done in our day, right? And, you know, if we really think about it, well, it's not just the volume, right? It's not just being more efficient, because being efficient means we're just utilizing our time and the, you know, getting the most things done. But what if they really aren't the most important things? You know, we could just be typing emails that are not really important all day, or we might be spending a lot of time on a report that nobody's going to read, or, you know, things like that, right? So how can we really do what's, instead of efficient, the most effective? Okay, so what is going to get us to our goals faster? Well, here's our three, I don't know if you call it steps, but three tips to increasing your productivity and effectiveness throughout the day. All right, so the first one is simply plan. Okay, second is prioritize. And third is clarify. All right, so let's get to it. Plan. So plan, I would usually recommend doing it either the night before or the first thing in the morning. And what you want to do is start thinking of everything that you need to get done in the day. Just list them out. Okay, and we're going to get to the other steps. So just, you know, for this part, just brainstorm. Think of anything that you would like to get done during the day. Now, it could be stuff that is short-term, things that'll take, you know, 30 minutes or less, or it could be a longer-term project. Now, a project and this will maybe be more in the clarification stage, but just for our definition here, a project is going to be two or more tasks put together. Okay, so we're going to talk about that more in the third step of clarify, but just keep that in mind. For now, just brainstorm everything that you need to get done, all right, or you would like to get done. All right, so that's the first step. The second step is prioritize. Okay, now, some people use a numbering system, like this is a number 5, the most important, this is a number 1, or you know, things like that. But what I would encourage you to do is on your list of things you need to get done, pick 2 things. Okay, now here's how we're going to pick them. Number 1 is going to be the easiest thing. Okay, the thing with the least resistance and the quickest thing. What can you just tick off your list really fast? Okay, something that you can do without much effort, something that you can get done very quickly. And the reason we're going to do that is it's kind of a good way to get our day started because you're getting a quick win, a quick victory, and you're getting, you know, a positive feedback, positive encouragement to move on. So find what that item is, get it done. Now, the second thing we want to find is the opposite. Okay, now we want to find the thing with the most resistance. Okay, what is that thing that is bothering you, thing that you're maybe afraid to do? It's going to give you perhaps a chance of rejection or going to give you some type of pain. Well, that typically is the most important thing that you need to get done. So that's something we definitely want to tackle right away. So that's how I would start your day, is pick those first 2 things, and that's how we're going to prioritize. Now, think about it. If you get that, well, the first thing may not be the most important thing, but the second thing is going to be the most important thing. And if you can get that thing done even before noon, before the afternoon, think how you're going to feel about the rest of your day if you already got that biggest thing done already. Again, the rest of your items can kind of fall in line after that, and you can prioritize them based on how you feel after that. Okay, but that's what I want you to start with, just as getting those first 2 things. All right, now clarify. Okay, here's an important step that a lot of us miss. Clarify simply means rounding the task down to a single action step. Okay, because sometimes we have something more vague or something that's more of a project with multiple steps, and it's not always clear. And I know for me, I'll speak personally here, when something is not clear for me, I definitely procrastinate. I put it off because I haven't clarified what the actual next action step is. And let's do an example of that. So for example, let's say clean my desk is one of the things you want to get done. Well, what actually does that mean, clean my desk? Okay? Does it mean, you know, wiping down my computer, my screen? Does it mean organizing the papers on my desk? Maybe I have some pens or writing utensils floating around. Maybe I have cabinets in my desk that I need to organize. What does it mean? Maybe I want to spray it with cleanser. And what does it mean, clean my desk? Okay, so we need to really clarify, break that down into more clear action steps that you can focus on and take. Okay, so all those things I listed are examples. Maybe put away pen, or spray desk with cleanser and wipe, or put away papers, file papers in proper cabinets. Okay, so just whatever that clear action step is, make sure you've got it down so that the action step is very specific and very clear, so that you know exactly what to do. Because I think once your mind, and this may be subconscious to some extent, at least for me, but once your mind has that very clear action step, you're very much more likely to take action and do it. Right? If it's more vague, more unclear, it gets put on the back burner. There's another idiom for you. Put on the back burner, which means procrastinate, and so you won't get it done. All right, and if you have a project, something with multiple steps, break it down into clear action steps. All right, and make sure that you have that next thing that you need to get done as the first thing on that list of your action steps. All right, so let's review. To become more productive, we need to plan, we need to prioritize, and then we need to clarify. All right. Hopefully that helps. Three tips to help you be more productive with your day. I hope it is helpful. I'm sure you can get started on that. Definitely, and that is your action plan. Get started on that productivity tips. And I'd love to hear your feedback on that. Please let me know how it works for you. Email me, al@businessenglishpower.com. You can find me on Twitter or X at alsensei or Instagram at businessenglishpower. Let me know. I would love to hear from you. All right, so that is going to be it for today, episode 50. Hopefully we're going to do 50 more. We're going to do 100 more, 200 more. It all depends on you guys. If you feel this is benefiting you, let me know. Okay, I need to know how you are enjoying this. If you're not enjoying it, well, then I guess we don't need to make any more episodes. We can stop here at number 50. But I think you are, based on the numbers that I see. But I want to hear from you to make sure. Let me know. Okay, al@businessenglishpower.com. All right, so we're going to wrap it up there today. Thanks so much for joining me. And we're going to come out with some more episodes very, very soon. And I would love to see you there. All right. So we have something coming very soon on businessenglishpower.com. So check that out as well. When you have time, sign up for the early bird notifications. All right. All right, guys. Well, I will see you very soon. Thanks so much for listening to Business English Power. And until next time, please always remember to level up your learning and level up your life.